Hey, you're listening to Let's Talk Tao Movies podcast. I'm Ramya.
Vasant.
And on today's episode, we're talking about Punyan Selvan 2. Right. Do you want to give an info?
It's been a while since we made the podcast on the first episode, and now we've watched the sequel, so we thought it's time that we talk about it. By the way, there's going to be loads of spoilers in this. I mean, we aren't going to talk about so much that it's going to make everything obvious, but we'll probably say things here and there which you wouldn't know unless you watch the movie. So if you haven't, do watch the movie and come back, and then what we say might make more sense. But Punyan Selvan 2 is continuation of what happened in the first one, where at the end of the first movie, if you watched it, basically Admiral Lee, his ship sinks on the way home from Sri Lanka, and Umairani comes saves him, and that's how it ends. And then you're all meant to be like, oh, why does Umairani look like Nandini, and why is she saving him?
Right.
And everyone's just like, Aarti Karikal and Vikram's characters like, whoa, the Pulavu guys killed his father, I'm gonna go take over, and he's ready to go fight everyone, and it's like a big like cliffhanger. And that's what you go into this movie knowing, like, so you know what happened in the first one. And they do kind of give you a brief summary of what happened in the first movie. So even if you did miss the movie, you know, you're not completely lost when you go into this one. But yeah, this story shows what happened after Umairani saves Admiral Lee, and what happens, like who ends up becoming king and then who dies, which is the sad part. And yeah.
Oh, yes. Completely forgot that part, but yeah, that happens too.
So we'll first start talking about, we'll do our usual format. So we'll start off by speaking about the director, which is,
Sorry, money right now.
one of our favorite directors that we watched as kids, and now he does movies once every half decade or something. But this it's something, and this movie is his adaptation of Kalki's novel, or like the five books that Kalki wrote for Punyan Selvan. And he's kind of made the story, he changed the story. So just like how Kalki added things to history and like fantasy parts and things to write Punyan Selvan, Maniratnam's read Punyan Selvan, the books, and changed it so it suits, like, it's watchable in the theater. So it's like how he's done it. So it's interesting to read in a book, but Maniratnam's tried to do it so it's interesting to watch. I know there's disagreements and like comparisons between the book and the movie, and some people who love the book are hating on the movie, but that's normal. Like, even in Harry Potter, which people love, the stuff they missed out in the movies that happened in the books, and just that. But that were like, once you look past that, you can still enjoy the movies, and that's the same thing here, I guess. And obviously, you want more directors and like directors and actors to recreate these novels so that people will go back to those novels and read them, like the newer generation. So I don't think people should hate on it, but like give constructive criticism if they want. But
But sorry, I want to go back to your point of the difference between a book and a movie. Wasn't the difference between the book and the movie completely different? Where as if like let's say Harry Potter, they still follow the same storyline, but in this he like completely switched it, and he did. It was never sold as, oh, this is like my version of Punyan Selvan. It was sold as, oh, this is Punyan Selvan, and I think that's what set off the book
I
readers, like,
guess,
hey, you said you're doing the movie, but that's not it.
So they kind of did change. So the climax in the book isn't necessarily the climax in the movie, because when you watch the movie, the climax is something else, and then whatever happens after the climax is just like just to give some kind of closure to the story. But it isn't really like, oh, there's a massive war going on. I can't wait to find out who wins at the end. Like, no one's really interested in that, or not no one, but in the movie, that's how they've presented it. While in the book, it's like, but the thing that's the climax in the movie is only just a part of the book, and it's not really, it's kind of what he thinks that happened. They don't really say exactly what happened in the book to add to Karikalan, but in the movie they show it and they made that the climax. And I mean, I feel like you can expect that from Maniratnam as well. Like, he's not gonna just take it and just recreate it exactly as it is. If he, yeah, he's not the type of person who would. And yeah, but we do like Maniratnam, and I don't know really what movies he's gonna be doing after this, but I think I prefer his other movies to this, because the other movies felt like they were basically his stories, right? Yeah, he does get inspired from like Mahabharatam and all of these stories, but it's not like this where you read a novel and people did go in expecting to see a recreation of the novel, I guess, but this is somewhat different. So I guess you can't hate him, but then I get why people don't like him for doing this movie too. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to say about Maniratnam?
No, I agree that, this is his biggest film, probably what, after 2010? I don't think he has done movies, but nothing as big as this. And yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to see it him do it completely his version instead of just following everything by the book. Honestly, I don't think I have anything bad to say. I was like, yeah. It is what
Yeah.
it is. Because I feel like if he said it's like my version, that would have been more something you can see and be like, hey, this is a money in a movie. But since it was based off a book, I really don't think there's much to say.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's it for the director. And now we can speak about the cast.
Do you want to just talk about, I don't know, favorite moments of any cast members that you had instead
Oh,
of
okay.
like, since we already talked about it in the other
Oh
one,
yeah.
so maybe you can just say that.
Okay, so obviously I think if I had to choose a character that was a favorite, in the first one I said it was Vikramadithya Karikalan, hashtag Avalai Marakkathaan. But in this movie, he just makes you sad. But I like, because he's in this movie, the I didn't well I did. It just makes you sad because he's just delusional, and he thinks this girl likes him and loves him and all of that, when she clearly doesn't, and he's just like obsessed with her in a way that it's weird at this point. It's not even like, oh, he's a soup boy. It's more like he's just a delusional soup boy, which doesn't help. And I get how why they show that. Oh, he's like a massive warrior who can't be killed, and then the reason he ended up dying was because he let someone kill him. But yeah, that's the only thing I didn't that was that made me not like him as much in this movie. But I did like Karthi Vandiyathevan as usual. He doesn't have as many moments as he did in the first movie, but in this movie he does still have moments here and there where you're just like, huh, Karthi's doing well. I if I want to think of a scene. To be honest, I like the scenes between him and what's his name?
Jerome.
Yeah, Jairam, that's it. Like, it's funny, even in this movie, they do have some funny moments where it's just like them their interactions is funny. And he does have his simp moments in this movie too, but it's not as much, since in this movie they kind of tried to add a connect like a stronger connection between Kundavi and Vandiyathevan, so he doesn't have as many moments like that in this movie. But yeah, I think I would choose Vandiyathevan as my favorite character in this movie, and then it'll probably be Aarti Karikalan, and then obviously just because he's the main character, I'll say Arulmozhivarman. But Arulmozhivarman doesn't feel like the main character, I'm not gonna lie. He just feels like it's about him, but he doesn't show up.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I also think it might have been because he got more screen time in the first one, while Vikram's character literally hogged the whole screen, the whole movie in this one. Yeah, no, I think I'd have to agree, but I never really liked Vikram's character in the first one either. It's always been Karthi's
Okay.
character. Yeah, I guess like Vikram's character just his delusions were just too much to take.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And then I actually liked Aishwarya's character, but how she played it, like the character itself obviously was messed up, but that's also kind of like by the end you're kind of you pity her, and I think that was a great transition. It wasn't like, oh, you know how like some movies where they'd be like, oh, they like switched right away their
Yeah.
mindset, but it wasn't like that with her. So I was like, hey, I think compared to the first movie where she just came off very like selfish, she didn't come off like that in this one.
Yeah. In the first one, she comes off like even in the beginning of this, well, if you other than the in the flashback, you kind of see her as a sinister, evil person. But when they do kind of by the end you show pity, like you feel pitiful and stuff, it's not like you know, Rajamata in Bahubali, where Bahubali 2, we'd see as a strong character, and then we just like, oh, she's just dumb. But this
Yeah.
movie is more like she's been tricked, and it feels more like, oh, we feel sorry for her. Or in Bahubali, it was more like, and this is the same character, but I'm just comparing like how the character changes throughout the movie. And this one, you kind of do feel sorry for her, even though she did seem evil towards the beginning. And yeah, she d and plus it's the first Tamil movie in ages, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. She's a great actress, so it's nice to see her back.
That's the sad part of this movie. While we were watching it, you kind of realize how much our the actors and actresses we saw growing up have aged. And it's just like,
Yeah, I agree.
but oh, and then Kundavi, she, I think Trisha did a good role, a good job as playing her. I feel like she didn't have too much screen time in this, did she? No.
Yeah, no, I feel like in the first one they kind of showed her as the sister that actually controlled everything. Well, in this one they just did the flashback, and then I don't really remember her having scenes after the ones with Karthi.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the most things she got. Other than that, it's just the same characters from the first movie. And so yeah, that's it for the characters. Next, I guess you can talk about the music. A.R. Rahman did the music in this movie too, as expected. And he I think that was so he did I think he did four songs or five, but they don't really play as like individual songs. They try to shift the story onwards as the music song plays. So like I think the beginning, you know, is it Chinanchu de Nilave that plays at one point. I think that plays when Vikram dies. But and then there's Aganaga, which plays when Karthi and Trisha have their moment. And then I think Shivoham is when Madhu Randhagar says like he has the Shivan devotees behind him. But and then there's Veera Raja Veera. I like that song. It did play, I think. I'm not sure, towards the end, maybe, but
It's wild that you even know at what times they play this music because I do not recall anything.
but okay, do you have a third song?
Again, I recall no music,
Okay.
but I just realized the song that you just said was a part of this movie, so I'm just gonna say I like the Vida song.
Okay, yeah, that was good.
What was your favorite?
I think I would say Chinnan Chirinilave, it's sad, but it sounds really good. I think they had a girl version too, but I think I like the guy version more. But overall, the music, and oh, the one thing I did like, maybe it's just because I liked the song in the first one, you know, Chola Chola in the first one, they had like a BGM version of that for Vikram in the second one. And
Okay.
yeah, it did sound good. That's just like nice. I wish they played it more, but yeah, I did like the music. And next, we have parts you liked, no?
Oh, yeah, totally. Do you want to start with that?
Okay, so I think one part I would say is, oh, I like the part. So I just said it, where Vikram goes to the palace because Nandini and stuff asked him to come, and I like how his character in there, as in how he's like, he's the heir to the throne, and he's really majestic in that scene. I'm just like, wow, this guy's a really good actor, and the music was a plus. And well, yeah, I think that'll be my first scene, but that's probably because I'm just being a Vikram fanboy. But yeah, what's yours?
No, actually, yeah, I like that. Self-confidence was wild in that scene, but it was portrayed nicely. Like you believed that he can actually get away fighting all those people. But yeah, I think one thing I really liked was the whole Uma Rani and Prakash Raj's character. So how they had a connection in the past. I was like, hey, that's a twist. I didn't see coming. It wasn't necessary, but it wasn't bad. Like, you know, with the whole everything else going on, it was nice to see how they brought in all the characters or how all the characters were connected. Yeah, I think that's such an unnecessary scene to like, but I really liked it. Anything else you had?
Oh, one thing I do remember is you know when Vandiyathevan, he sees Nandini, you know, with the part where he's like, he can hear Nandini saying what she's gonna do with Vikram to her things, and they're like outside somewhere and he's tied up, and then he basically says, let me live, I'll, because he tells her about this lady who looks like her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Jairam shows up out of nowhere. He has a wig, he has a dadi and stuff, and he shows, he just wanders on. We're just like, wait, who is that? And then he's like, how did you know it's me? And I'm just like, damn. I just like that scene. It was funny watching it. But
Yeah.
yeah, that was, Jairam has some funny moments. Like, look, I think most of his moments are funny moments that are good, and then he does have a few serious moments, but
Yeah.
I like this character. What else is there? Do you have any other favorite moments?
Nothing I can think of. Maybe just Karthi and Trisha's like when they meet up for the first time. I think that's also because of music. It was like cute to see.
And the first one, they like, it's clearly Karthi just flirting with her, and then by the second one, she's doing the same thing. So
Yeah.
you kind of notice there's a thing between them. But yeah, I think, I don't know if I have any more favorite scenes other than, well, I guess, yeah, that's probably it for favorite scenes. And then I guess the scenes where the music was good felt like good to watch, especially at the cinema, just because it elevated like the scene and stuff. So you just made you think, wow. But afterwards, it just seemed okay. But that's why I can't really remember most of the scenes I liked. But think that's it for favorite scenes, right?
Yeah. All right.
Then
So let's move on.
two scenes that we were like, what? So these scenes are things that we aren't sure exactly what happened, and we tried to explain to each other what could have happened. But if you disagree or anything, just send us a comment on our Insta page and tell us or explain it to us.
Yeah. All right. So do you want to start this one?
Yeah, sure. I'll first say, so you know how they say that the Pandyan king like kidnapped Nandini's mom, Mandakini, I think it was, and made her pregnant and stuff. And then that just seems, I don't know, it just seems so random. Like, how anything, and then the part when Trisha for a second thinks, Vikram and Aisha Rai were step siblings. Just like,
Oh,
wait, this movie,
yeah.
this is taking like a Game of Thrones turn. It's so weird. And then Prakash Raj denies it, and I'm just like, he must be lying. And then And then you find out, okay, he didn't lie, but it was just kind of random. I guess it's meant to be the twist, one of the twists in the movie, and meant to give us like background about Nandini, but it just, I don't know, it just felt random to me. Do you think that's the reason why they randomly decided?
I think it might have been longer in the book. Like they might have explained it much more and why she gets all these thoughts like, hey, they might be like step siblings. But obviously it was a point that they wanted to put in the movie, so they kind of like did it really as quickly as possibly. I mean, quick and possible. Oh my God. Quick as they can. So
Yeah.
that's why I feel like she thinks that for a second and then she just asks her aunt and then just believes it. So yeah, I agree. It was a very random scene for sure. One of the scenes that were random for me, not random, I was just confused. So you know when younger Aishwarya Rai gets kicked out of her house, so they is it a fire that they start in their house?
I think they to kick her
It
out, they yeah they I think they break everything inside the house and stuff, and probably to make it seem more dramatic they start doing
okay.
that.
Because there's a little kid that's crying outside,
Oh
right?
yeah,
Is that Jairam?
I don't know, that would make sense because he does say it's a sister, his sister.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Was
that
like, he looks smaller than Vikram and Aishwarya Rai's character, but
he looks older
by,
by
yeah. I
the later on. Oh yeah,
was
that's
like,
true.
they could have at least made him like a teenager or like older, but
Yeah.
it also, I don't know. I just saw that and I was so confused. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Oh, you know, in the book, I think this is one of the things they say. So Mandakini's daughter, one of them is Aishwarya Nandini, and then I think another one is Madhurandagad. And then you know the one who was meant to become king. You know how they say there's a Chithappa. That's meant to be Sheindan Amuthan, who is, you know, that flower guy who comes in the first one.
Yeah.
So, and then Nandini and Madhurandagad are meant to be twins. And I have no idea what's going on in the book anymore. I tried to search it up, but I think I have to read the book properly to
Yeah.
understand what's going on. So
Yeah,
that's what.
definitely.
That's
Sorry,
one
go
of the
ahead.
things, yeah. So that's one of the things the book readers didn't like, because there's all of this going on and Maniratnam just changed the story. So Vikram dying is like the big climax, and then afterwards Madhurandagad becomes king before. So yeah, and then they just like, wait, this is just changing the story quite a lot. And
Oh
yeah.
wow. Yeah, that's a lot of information to take in. But I didn't even okay, so yeah. I think after I finished the movie and I found out that a lot of the readers didn't like it, I was like, I'm gonna either read the book. I started reading, didn't get far, but there's a podcast that you mentioned on Spotify, so I'm just gonna keep listening to it. If this is all the drama that happened in the book, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so if yeah, I would recommend everyone to like to try listening to the podcast. It does feel monotone, but I think it has a lot more to it than what you see in this movie. And if you want to know what happened to the movie, probably better off trying to, I mean, what happened in the story, it's you're better off trying to listen to the podcast if you don't want to read it. But you can read it. There are loads of like people who are publishing it now since it's high in demand. But yeah, I think that's one of the things that I found out, and then it's like, wait, why don't them scam this? There's so
Yeah.
much more, and he just cut everything out and just gave us this. But yeah, I think that's it for our Ponyan 7 podcast. I think that concludes our second episode, well, second part of the movie since it came out. I think it came out a month ago, almost a month ago, or maybe a bit more. But it was, I think it wasn't completely disappointing as a movie. So if you didn't go in like as a book reader, but then obviously if you did go in as someone who read the books, you would have been slightly disappointed. But I think one of them tried something, and I guess we can praise that. And that actors did do a good job, so it is worth the watch for sure. And then Yeah, I think that's it for this movie. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Which one did you like, PS1 or PS2?
I think I'm going to say PS1.
Okay, yeah, me too. Yeah, so I guess we'll do a poll and let us know which one you liked more.
Yep. And so, as usual, do let your friends know if they like to watch Thor movies. We will be trying to do more other South Asian movies in general, but if you do have a movie that you would like us to do an episode on, do let us know. Our Instagram's in the description, and see you in the next episode.